are here at the 2018 Q CEO Executive Team Network in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And look who I have here, Bianca Lopez. You just got through doing
my keynote
this morning, and it was on Identity Cloak, the data game.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So give us a quick summary on what you talked about in there.
Of course. So, like, we talked about society's building the largest asset class, data. Mm-hmm. We're all building and uploading pieces of who we are mm-hmm. each and every day online.
Mm-hmm.
Liking things, commenting on things, that's really today's value,
right,
where you learn about somebody. So we're talking to them about how do you stay relevant in this crazy world that
mm-hmm.
we live in,
mm-hmm.
where we really traded sort of friends for followers and social media influence
mm-hmm.
for worth.
Yeah.
If the future isn't that, how does a credit union really align to provide people? What kind of internal changes do they have to do? So that's what the keynote is all about.
All right. Can you give us a couple of takeaways that the audience can take back to their credit unions Monday morning and is like, hey, let's apply this?
Absolutely. I think the first thing that I often think about is the definition of identity.
Mm-hmm.
So most people think of the definition of identity as like something I am. My name is Bianca Lopez, or I was born in Brazil,
mm-hmm.
or the old KYC practices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those are sort of outdated things. Imagine you and I getting to know each other.
Yes.
You ask me 4 questions.
Yes.
11 years from now, you keep asking me the exact same questions. That's how you verify me today.
Okay. All right.
That's
be
how
a little
credit,
redundant, though.
That's how a credit union doesn't pay attention to somebody.
Okay.
That's how most identity practices are.
All right.
So I think the first thing I would say is redefine identity. Think of identity as permission,
mm-hmm.
as access.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about what portion of my identity do you need to have
mm-hmm.
to give me access
right.
to whatever service it is.
To verify you, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
And
right.
that shouldn't be a static thing.
Mm-hmm.
It should be an internal,
mm-hmm.
always evolving
mm-hmm.
thing. So that's what's one of the takeaways.
Okay.
I think the other takeaway is an internal change, is understanding that you don't need to be good at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to have all the products to serve their membership.
True.
So how do they use data and identity to connect?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it from a very simple perspective. The example I usually give is think about what Apple has done.
Mm-hmm.
Apple has given you a relationship through a device. And what
right.
they did is give you an Apple ID,
mm-hmm.
like your membership ID.
Yeah.
And they said to you, let me connect you. Let me use our trust that we have
mm-hmm.
and connect you to this world of apps. And I gave you the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't build every app on the App Store. So
right.
why does a credit
it's
union
access.
Need to build every product? They
right.
don't.
Right.
They can use and rethink of data
mm-hmm.
as a way to connect their membership
mm-hmm.
to value of the future.
Right. And the benefits to the credit union are?
Being able to stay relevant.
Okay. All
I
right.
think that how are you going to be offering to me? There's no way you're going to offer all the products somebody needs
mm-hmm.
in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see the largest wealth transfer happen from baby boomers to my generation. I interact with things very differently. So if you don't understand who I am,
mm-hmm.
the data of what I have,
mm-hmm.
how can you connect me to anything
right.
that's relevant to me?
Right.
You're going to end up giving me a call or sending me a one-size-fits-all about your new latest product
yeah.
that you cooked up in some room without really interacting with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you think about a digital world
mm-hmm.
and when you think about what this does.
Mm-hmm.
This connects you to, this is the one-to-many.
Right.
That's what data does.
Right.
Data allows you to connect to many.
So we're all in this data transformation journey. A lot of credit unions are in the middle of it, or
yeah.
some are still on the fence, and
yeah.
We wanted to go data. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of folks out there, again, that are sitting on the fence. How do you convince a credit union to go, hey, you know what, this is the next step you need to take, or else you're going to be a blockbuster, or,
yeah.
you know?
Fair. So I think I see that in terms of where do I stay relevant, or how do I stay relevant. I think that the industry uses a lot of like threat, right? Like you're going to be a blockbuster.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When we think about financial services as an industry, we live in a commodity-based world.
Mm-hmm.
Fundamentally, like a credit card is a credit card. Whether it has your logo or my logo
yeah.
in it, it's still a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's understanding that over time in the future,
mm-hmm.
your loan spreads are getting smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Your fees are not going to be able to increase. So
right.
what service are you going to offer? If you don't get to know me
right.
and you don't use data to get to know me,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you won't be able
mm-hmm.
to even know what matters to
mm-hmm,
me in the future.
Right.
So to me, it's back to a value that I hear most credit unions talk about. They say, I take care of my membership.
Mm-hmm.
I care for them. I know them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a personalized touch. If I don't walk into your branch, how are you going to personalize anything for
mm-hmm,
me?
Mm-hmm. Like, that's precisely the word I was thinking.
You just can't, right? You can't personalize anything. And like the beauty about data and redefining identity is to understand that those are attributes. Those are things. Think about your kids. Like, their whole life is on social media stories.
Pretty much.
If you follow that, you're going to know what they're doing, mm-hmm. what they care about, who they are. I'm not saying that every credit union needs to be watching everybody on social media, but what I am saying is that there's a different way of interacting and bringing value exchange. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And it's all in the data.
That is differentiated. And it's in the data.
And that gets to the personalization of it. So, yeah. And that kind of segues my last question here. The significance of all this, the importance of all this, is it just extreme hyper-personalization now? Is that kind of the differentiator that we're going for here with the data?
I think I personally, from a fundamentals perspective, struggle with, like, you're not going to be able to customize everything for everybody, mm-hmm. and we have a tendency of thinking we're pretty special and unique, and we're not. Like, humans are a bit of creatures of habits, and there's things that we do on a societal level that don't need to be hyper personalized. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's the difference of feeling like somebody knows you. I hear credit unions talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
My members stay with me because I know them, because mm-hmm. I pay attention, because mm-hmm. I care.
Mm-hmm.
So the relevancy of this is that data is the largest asset class humanity is building. Largest.
Yeah.
Faster than money, faster than anything else. So what do credit unions do? They protect what matters to you, mm-hmm. your value.
Mm-hmm.
If value will reside in data,
mm-hmm.
how is your credit union ready to protect data?
That's the next step.
Yeah.
At least to me it is.
To me, that's the sense of urgency.
Okay.
Is how are you ready to be the discretionary manager?
Mm-hmm.
There's all these fintechs, there's all these service providers. I trusted you with the most important thing, maybe my mortgage, mm-hmm. maybe my money, my life savings. So if data is what's gonna unlock services and things for me in the future, mm-hmm. can I trust you to hold it for me?
Yeah.
Because clearly I couldn't have trusted Equifax, so.
Bada boom, all right.
Yeah, mic drop.
I hear you, there you go. All right, Bianca, I know you got a busy schedule and you're on a privacy plant panel today, and then you're on a plane.
And then I'm on a plane and then another plane, so good.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate the time as always, and great stuff.
Thank you, I appreciate
it. Very cool.
Yeah.
Bianca Lopez, everybody.